mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade. You've been remade.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Harrisonville United Methodist Church. It's awesome to have you all with us on this kind of dreary Sunday, but it's always beautiful in the house of the Lord. And welcome to everyone who's watching online, wherever you may be. It is conference time for United Methodist Churches, so a lot of church leadership around the state is gathered together for annual conference right now. So there's churches all over the place that are doing what we're doing today, which is going to be a hymn sing. So for you friends that are watching on YouTube, wherever you may be, get ready to sing with us. Oddly, it will work because it's going to be delayed for you, but you sing, we just won't hear you singing a little behind us, but it's going to be great. So everyone in here, get your voices warmed up, get your hearts ready for worship today, and let's focus our hearts and minds as we listen to some beautiful music. Amen. That's right. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we pray that the music that fills our voices also fills our hearts today as we sing for joy and sing for your glory. In your name we pray, amen. And let's get right into the music. Would you stand with me and let's sing, "There's a Melody." There's within my heart a melody. It's one of the great melodies of the hymnal. You may not be as familiar with it, so feel free to listen for a minute and then join me. The words will be up on the screen as they will be all day today. Whisper sweet and low. Christ's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting 'neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Coming back to welcome me far beyond the sun's free sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. And let's continue the singing as we sing a praise song that's old enough now to be kind of a classic. It's certainly one that we've sung for quite some time here, so that I thought maybe you'd be able to sing with us. It's called Blessed Be Your Name. So hopefully you can raise those voices up with us. Here we go. Two, right, and. Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's is all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, that is pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Have a seat, everybody. Have a seat. Thank you. Let's go to God in prayer. I'm going to stay right here because we've got another guitar song instead of taking it off and putting back on. But let's take a few moments and go to God in prayer. Of course, that prayer rail is open for anybody who might want to make use of that. Heavenly Father, we've gathered today on this rainy, rainy day. And for some people, rainy days mark gloominess. They mark sadness or sorrow, but for so many people, especially this time of year, that rain, that those clouds and that gloom is a wonderful joy. The water that falls from the skies that we so desperately need in this part of the country and many, many others. So sometimes what seems like sorrow, Father, what seems like a trial in our lives or seems like a gloom to us can actually be a joy if we just look up and know your will to the best of our abilities. Father, your will can be a mystery to us sometimes, but we just have to have the confidence to know. And we thank you for that peace. We remember these sorts of things, this lesson through our music that we sing today. That sometimes God's will is a mystery to us, but joy can come even through the rain. Father, last week we heard a beautiful version of the prayer you taught us to pray, but this week, with all the singing, we're going to speak this one together, Father, as we say the words you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you just to kind of sit back and listen. The words will be on the screen, and if you feel like singing with Lacey, that's great. But otherwise, just enjoy as she sings for you, Trust in You.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Amen. Now we've come to our time of offering, where we have our places to gather the offering within the aisles between the pews. So if you are led to do so, please do that at this time and offer your thanks to God.
Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Father, we pray that you take these gifts, these tithes, and these offerings into your kingdom, and in all things, your will be done. In your name we pray, amen. At this time, please remain standing as we hear today's word.
And I'm reading from Psalm 84. What a beautiful home, God of the angel armies. I've always longed to live in a place like this. Always dreamed of a room in your house where I could sing for joy to God alive. Birds find nooks and crannies in your house. Sparrows and swallows make nests there. They lay their eggs and raise their young, singing their songs in the place where we worship. God of the angel armies, King, God, how blessed they are to live and sing there. And how blessed all those in whom you live, whose lives become roads you travel. They wind through lonesome valleys, come upon brooks, discover cool springs and pools brimming with rain. God, travel these roads, curve up the mountains, and at the last turn, Zion, God in full view. God of the angel armies, listen. O God of Jacob, open your ears, I'm praying. Look at our shields glistening in the sun, our faces shining with your gracious anointing. One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the palace of sin. All sunshine and sovereign is God, generous in gifts and glory. He doesn't scrimp with his traveling companions. It's smooth sailing all the way with God of the angels, armies. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God, and please have a seat, everyone. So let's get into this thing, right? It's time to raise our praise and worship and in song. And of course, last week, if you were with us, we asked folks to turn in slips and give me your favorite hymns that we've sung through the years and some different ones. Now, I will tell you that first hymn, I believe, was a parting shot from Pastor Kevin at me personally, picking a very difficult hymn that I managed to mess up at the beginning for a little bit, as you heard. But, Rev Kevin is always, in his 9 years with us, was always good at finding some very unusual hymns in the hymnal throughout the years. And we as a music staff always loved him for it, because it was fun to find some hymns that we'd never done. I've been a lifelong Methodist, and I felt like I'd sung pretty much every song in the book and leave it to Pastor Kevin to find songs that I'd never seen before. Now, that particular one that we sang this morning, I had sung before, but it was just a wonderful melody. But these songs that we're going to sing as part of this time of worship together are the greatest hits that you all selected last week, and I'll apologize in advance to those folks who say, my song's not on the list. There were just too many. Y'all just love your hymns in this church and love to sing them. So I tried to pick the ones that had multiple votes, at least in most cases, and then just try to spread out a little bit. You'll notice there that just the rules of the game here today as we sing these songs, we'll take a brief pause because our lovely ladies over at the keyboards over here have to go from song to song. So it will not be one continuous hymn or anything like that. But you'll notice I put, in some cases, verses 1 and 3 or whatever. All the lyrics will be on the screen properly, so the if you would like to sing and not worry about the hymnals, but I will go ahead and tell you what they are in between. So our first one, let's get this started. Let's go to God in song with one of the great opening hymns, right? I'm just going to invite you to just sit while we sing through this part of it, because it'll be a little while of good singing. Just get those voices ready. I have brought myself a beverage, just in case. For those of you at home that are going to sing along, make sure you have something to wet the whistle as we sing together here. So let's go to God in worship and enjoy as we sing with all our hearts. Morning is Broken, verses 1 and 3. Let's do this. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the praise for them springing fresh from the world. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with God's recreation of the new day. Yeah, how many of you saying God's recreation? Did you say God's recreation instead of God's recreation? One of those, every once in a while, those hymns have some fun words in them. Let's go on to our next one. It's going to be over on 367 if you're using your hymnal. This is He Touched Me, of course, and we're going to sing this song in its entirety. So let's raise our voices together. He Touched Me. Shackled by a heavy burden, need the load of guilt and shame. There the hands of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Those Gaither hymns are are great, aren't they, Bill Gaither? And those kinds of songs, I always love them. My mother-in-law in Iowa, who might be watching today if you're at home there, Louise, who's recovering from knee replacement surgery and doing just fine, loves the Gaither. She's just listened to them all the time, so I always think of her when we sing Gaither hymns up here. This next one, though, Be Thou My Vision, is also one that's not terribly old from the hymn point of view, right? From the 60s, both of these hymns were. So let's sing together verses 1 and 3 of Be Thou My Vision.
My vision, O Lord of my heart, not all else to me save that thou art. Now my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Great God of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Horn of my own heart, whatever be, be my vision, O ruler of all.
And I often wonder with the hymns like this that make their way. These, you know, many of these hymns are chosen every hymn sing we have, right? Some of these are just the greatest hits. And so I often wonder, is it the words? Is it the melody? Is it that perfect combination of both that brings these hymns to people's minds? Or is it a personal relationship with that song that you've had at some point in time? And I think for many of us, it's probably a combination of several of those things that bring these songs to the forefront. Now, this next one was a bit of a typo in your bulletin. It is number 99, and the first words of the song are, "To God be the glory," but song number 98 right next to it is called "To God be the glory," and so it caused me confusion at first when I was putting this together this week. But we sorted it out. We're going to be singing 99, which is actually called My Tribute.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God. Saved me with his power, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
And sometimes those hymns are short and sweet and right to the point. To God be the glory for the things he has done. You know, one of the interesting things in our years with Pastor Kevin, you know, he loved to celebrate Easter all year. And for some people, it was kind of a question when he would say, "Happy Easter," right? Every week. So, but it's true, and it was. And this song can remind us that every day is a day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the old rugged cross. Number 504, we'll be singing verses 1 and 4 if you're using your hymnal.
And best for a world of love. is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Let's sing verse 4 together. Here we go.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I'll take to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a.
And I slotted in our last hymn for the hymn sing portion of it. We actually have one more hymn to sing after this. But just one of those great power hymns in this whole book, Victory in Jesus, number 370. Would you stand with me and let's raise our voices to God with this mighty song of victory. Victory in Jesus, verses 1 and 3. Let me hear you. Here we go.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. No victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. All right, as we prepare to take ourselves back out into the world, let's sing one more hymn. This was a hymn that was one of the choices, so I swapped out what had been programmed before for this one because I felt like this is a great song to sing together as we prepare to go back out into this wet world we live in right now. Let's sing together Spirit Song number 347.
of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have those things that hold you, and His Spirit, like a dove, will descend upon your life and make you. Come and fill your land, Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Oh, come and sing this song with gladness, as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. Oh, give Him all your tears and sadness, give Him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Come and fill your lambs.
I think we might have just one special announcement today. Otherwise, you'll want to, of course, consult your bulletins today for what's going on in the life of the church so you can keep active. So I believe we have something. Yes? Okay.
What should everybody know, Lily? What do we? Why are you in a flamingo?
I don't want to say it.
It's okay. What have we been doing the last few weeks?
Flocking people's houses.
Yes. So we have a fundraiser right now. We'll be out in the lobby. If you want to flock somebody's house, just ask Don and Ethie. They've enjoyed their flamingos. The last week, they said they got compliments even, and lots of compliments. So enjoyed it. She said the students did a great job landscaping, putting the flamingos everywhere. So just for the sake of decorating your front yard for the summer, or just supporting the youth, it's a great activity for them this time of year. Helps us raise funds for summer activities and. More for what we did earlier for the missions that we'll do in the summer and all kinds of stuff for family ministries. So we'll be out there. So think of a neighbor. Think of anybody. We've even gone all the way to Lee Summit. So we'll do it. We'll go everywhere. Just don't flock me. I'm in Raytown, so that's too far. That's too far. We don't do that. We don't go that far. No. So do we have any? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can buy insurance. That's right, insurance, you can buy it so you don't get flocked. You can buy mega insurance, which means if somebody tries to flock you, you will flock them in return. It bounces off of you and goes to them. So that's what would happen with mega insurance. So umbrella insurance, that's right. Full coverage, all the whole shebang, yeah. So give it up for Lily and Isaac, they're going to be doing all the good stuff. Woo! Any other announcements, Kip? Am I all good?
Yes, sir. So just a reminder, next week, of course, we have the next couple of weeks as guest pastors. We have, just come back and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have some people who have spoken for us before and some hasn't. So look in your bulletins for all that information. So now it's time to take the songs that we have lifted up, the words that we have sung about, the lyrics, the joy that we have had. It's time to take that out into the world. It's our job as Methodists and as Christians to make disciples of Jesus Christ. So let's take this song in our heart now out into the world and go in peace.